sports that me and Sam just feel should be included in varsity. And we thought maybe if we let you have a shot at them and get you experience them and experience how amazing they really are, you know, you might be on our team. We're going to have three small games. The first one is one that apparently you guys are really good at. So this should be fine for you.
We're
both
trying to ease you into the competition.
Yeah, okay. They do get much harder. I'm of course talking about mini golf. We wanted to actually have a mini golf in the studio because at the end of the day, you know, if we had a hypothetical poll, if you want to see Tiger Woods, you know, get a ball in a hole, if you want to see Tiger Woods get a ball in a hole via a rotating windmill and a castle, I mean, you know, that's going to be a hard poll. We couldn't actually do that in the studio.
So we've got some grass.
But we did get a mini golf set in the fact that it's smaller than 10 acres of land. And you actually brought this down from the studio yourselves.
Yeah, it's our office game.
So you should be good.
It's my stress relief for when I've got too many emails to answer.
They are very, very good. So we'll ask you to stand up. We're going to do. Should we go into our for a sports commentary mode, Jess? And welcome first here to the Varsity Challenge Series.
Kiri is taking the putter. Putter?
The putter, the yes.
And she lines up. She's aiming.
For the open.
Legs are bent.
Oh, and it's in the hole. Kiri Madhani there, getting the ball in the hole. So Joe Corns is now next to set up. He's going to borrow Kiri's putter. He hasn't bothered to bring his own here to the URN studios. He lines up the putt. A little bit of right to left break, I reckon, here on the teaser. And he goes.
Oh,
he's got it as well. So it says tied.
It's tied.
Oh. We can't help it. We're both very good at it.
It is tied. So we're going to get you to go again. We're going to basically see who's going to be the first person to miss.
Yeah. Oh God.
That's going to be the aim of this game. So Kiri lines up to putt again.
Yeah, it's a miss. Oh no!
I gotta say, she had a little bit of left to right break there. Reminiscent of Ernie Els in the 2003 Open Championship. That's how I would describe that one. Remember that one, putt, Kiri? Kiri, do you want to commentate on Joe as he goes?
Yeah, he's taken up to the ball. He's looking, shoulders dropped. Oh. And he's missed it.
He's in the bunker. He's gone far too hard beyond the hole.
Well, the sports officer has claimed her title. She's doing well. How do you think? Do you think this could be a varsity event?
Yeah, I mean, it's competitive.
I've got to say, we've got a crowd in the studio as well. So you know, it's clearly a popular sport amongst the fans.
Exactly. Right, game number two. We're getting ever harder. I've seen you glancing at it. So yeah, for those of you who can't see at home, this we've made basically I think it's called blow football. Essentially, Kiri and Joe will each have a straw between them and a ping pong ball.
The aim of the game is to blow the ball.
Well, we're going to have it in the middle, Kiri. Kiri's put it by her own.
Kiri's trying to cheat.
I was giving Joe a chance.
Right, so
So we're going to go 3-2-1. First person to get a goal. I found this really hard. Maybe you guys would be better.
Can you follow it around the stadium?
Of course you can. You can get really into it. So yeah,
you got to lean in. You got to get close. You got to really commit to the blowing.
Well, he's going to spit on me. It's going to be right.
So should we go in 3, 2, 1, blow.
And they're blowing the ball. Okay. It's gone down. Joe's got it near his goal. It's down the touchline. Kiri's right on the front of Kiri's goal. It didn't quite go in.
Come on.
Joe's really going for the strong blow, the strong wing tactics, getting it on the inside forward. Kiri's leaning over the table. Kiri is encroached on Joe's half. It's now stuck in the corner. It's like 99 all over again. The goal's right in the corner. Can she get a Beckham crossing? No, goes around the front of Joe's goal.
It's near get it out of his goal.
It's right by Joe's goal. He hasn't quite managed to put it off there. But it's getting tense here, you know. Kiri's playing quite defensive. She's not really committing to it properly.
But she's in the attack. She's not doing bad.
She's now pushed forward. Joe, I've got to say, he's defending. Well, they're just passing it between one another.
This is going to be the whole hour of the SU election show.
Tick attack. Oh, and Joe Corns has hit the post there with a big blow. But Kiri is now stuck in her own corner.
Stood up. They're getting very into.
I've got to say, there is Joe is nearly knocking his goal over.
We might have to do some penalties in a minute.
There might need to be some penalties.
We're gonna have a 10 seconds.
We're gonna have 10 seconds till you.
And then we're gonna have to go to penalties.
God, Jess, give us a countdown. Oh, he's got in! Joe Corns! He's effectively, what he's done there, ladies and gentlemen, is he's taken a corner. The ball is dribbled. I've got to say, Kiri, that's poor goalkeeping there.
I know.
Your defensive play was poor. It was reminiscent of Mark Bosnich's worse.
I'll tell you what, I'm out of breath, though, for a sitting down sport.
That's great.
I told you, some of these sports, that requires incredible breath power. It's very competitive.
You guys seem quite tired now.
Can I just say as well, he's also like a smoker, and he's just beat me at a breathing game.
I don't know what that says about our person that does the sport.
It shows how unfit I am. I need to get back into the gym.
Would you say that is a better sport than the mini golf?
Yes.
Yes.
So would I.
Now, would you say it's a vastly worthy sport? We could hold it at Meadow Lane. We could hold it at City Ground. We could just get massive versions of it.
Yeah, if you get the crowd each side with a big straw and everyone blows in it, there's one pitch. And
sort of
just
it's a team game.
Like a blowing version of the Top Gear car football.
Fans football, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very much in favour of this. Kiri, you are our sports officer. You're here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Is this a good idea?
This is a fantastic idea.
We're at a good time in our lives because it's now 1-1. So we've got one last challenge. Joe, have you seen these challenges before? You're looking at it with despair.
I'm so horrendously bad at what you're about
to present.
Just to
describe Joe's position right now. He's got his hand in his hair. Yeah. He looks distressed by the upcoming challenge.
Okay, well, there are definitely not enough, if there are any, credited sports that involve eating. This I see as a real problem that Nottingham students encounter. And obviously, URN are always at the face, the highlight, the front of, encountering these problems. So today, we're going to give you the first, potentially, hopefully, the first eating challenge in the UK for varsity. So
this could sell out the ice hockey arena. It could sell out basketball arenas. It could sell out anywhere.
This is huge.
I actually Googled this to check if this was a thing. And there's a Wikipedia page about this challenge, which is called the Cracker Challenge.
This isn't man versus food. This is SU versus food.
So I'm going to give you your six crackers. Yeah, this is a real thing.
This is not very good for my diet.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I'm not sorry. Let's see the challenge. I want to see it completed. I want to see them at their worst.
Both basketball coaches and I think it was ice hockey coaches have actually used this to test the stamina and determination. This is actually true on Wikipedia of their potential players. So the challenge is we're going to have a minute on the clock and let's see. You will get very thirsty. Let's see if you can have these six. If you're up there with like top hockey players of the world over.
And let's go.
Oh, it makes good audio, doesn't it?
I've got to say, Joe is going for the concerted look, whereas Kiri's really just committing to go just full cracker in one go. But Joe's going with the steady approach. Kiri's eyeing up Joe. She's giving him the little look to say, I've got this. She hasn't quite got it, though.
How are we doing? Okay, Joe's on one.
Oh, Joe's on one, Kiri's
on
one.
He's looking a bit fearful.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Oh, Joe, are you trying to hide the cracker? Is there controversy in the URN studios? He said, Kiri's wasting time by talking into the microphone. We've got about 15 seconds left here on the clock. They've only had one each. Joe's taking the lead. Kiri's really committing. She's just giving him a little gesture. Five. We've got 4 seconds left on the clock. Three. Can she get the second one in to win the challenge? One. And that's it. And Kiri Mad Hardy, I think, is indeed the most competitive person in the SU office.
How
we're going to get that.
Joe get?
We're getting two and a half. Oh,
he's beating me.
Oh, he's beat. Oh, I've called that completely.
He's so
that's a proper Murray Walker-esque error there here in the URN studios. I've called that completely wrong.
To confirm what actually happened there, I thought Kiri was giving Joe the eyes to say, no, I've got this.
But what actually happened was Joe was not even looking at Kiri. He was just stuffing the crackers in his mouth. And that misled me as a commentator.
Joe gave me the eyes.
You played a blinder there, Joe. How do you feel about being, in many ways, a better sportsperson than Kiri?
I'm sure she's a lot better than me at activities.
And would you like to represent the University of Nottingham in this as a varsity challenge?
Oh, I'd love to, but I've seen some absolutely outstanding competitors at this that would smash me out the
not
field.
Maybe we should get your companion at Trent SU, the activities officer over there.
We should do it. Make it happen. Yeah. She's a really nice girl, actually. I think she'd be interested.
Do you reckon we could have this as a varsity sport, Kiri? She's looking angry. I think she's going to say no because she lost.
She doesn't like this.
It's not about skill, that, is it? So,
in all honesty, Kiri, how do you feel that you've
I'm
lost?
I'm silently livid.
You're not silently livid.
No, I was until you asked me. I was sitting there. I'm not going to say anything.
The face tells a thousand
I'm
words.
I'm livid. Yeah.